6 to get in on the program. And now I want to dedicate Chelufdach, the day of the vow, when God laid his hands upon the Bühler folk, who is still there. Hello, Africa! The World Service of the Right Perspective presents Hello, Africa! Shedding the light of truth on news from the dark continent. We ask the audience to please rise. Ladies, gently place your right hand over your hearts. Gentlemen, kindly remove your hats and remain standing for Die Stamm. It was on December 16th, in 1838, when the Bühler folk were in Natal, and God raised them up, and they smote the Amalekites, the Zulus, and were given that land. And they said on that day, they said a prayer, and in part, and by the way, our good friend Johann Jacobs gave it to us when he was here back in April. And the prayer, the Day of the Vow, is on the wall, on the wall of honor here in the Right Perspective. And in part it read, "If he will protect us and give our enemy into our hand, we shall keep this day and date every year as a day of thanksgiving like a Sabbath, and we shall honor and we shall erect a church in his honor." And the Bühler folk did that with the Vortrecker Monument in honor of the Trekbühler who went out into the wilderness of Südafrika and smote the Zulu Amalekites as the children of Israel in the wilderness wandering smote the Amalekites. And it is such an inspiring story how they fled British oppression in their little ox-drawn covered wagons, forming a lager, a lair, a circle of defensive wagons at night. And there was a story in the New York Times yesterday, a real hit piece, titled "A Holiday of White Conquest Persists in a South Africa Far From United." And it shows that on the Day of the Vow, it is a picture of inside the Holy Temple, the Vortrecker Monument. Look at this, John. See the crowd?
Wow.
And what happens is, at noon, at 12 o'clock, the light streams through an aperture, and it lights up the words, "Ons für jou, Südafrika." We for thee, Südafrika. And it's an inspiring story, because it says what had happened was Pete Retief and a group of Vortrekkers went to the kraal of the Zulu chieftain. And from there, they were supposed to have a meeting of them. And by the way, the land that the Bühler folk are on was signed in a treaty. This is a lie, this article, for it says in it, when it says "a holiday of white conquest," it was a conquering of their enemies who outnumbered them 10,000 to 500. Imagine that. And they slew 3,000 of these savages who tried to murder them. Pete Retief and them had laid down their weapons at the behest of the Zulu king. They went into the kraal, and once they were in, the Zulu slaughtered them, torturing them, hacking them alive, while each had to watch them be killed one by one. And it was the great Andreas Pretorius who reorganized the lairs, and then at Blood River, called Blood River, it was actually the Nakome River, they took them on. And the number of Zulus were between 10 and 15,000. But what they did was they formed their lair, their circle of wagons, and the Zulus attacked and attacked and attacked again and again. Paul Kruger, Uncle Paul Kruger, was there as a 9-year-old boy helping to load rifles and melt down lead for shot. And at the end of the day, the river ran red with the blood of the Amalekite Zulu, and the Buddha folk had offered to build this church, this monument to God, and keep that day, Chalufdag, the day of thanksgiving, as a holy day for the Buddha folk, these kind, gentle, decent, civilized people who had finally brought civilization to a savage land. And it's very good to read on this day what Daniel Milan had said in 1948 when the Nationalists had won. And he told the audience at Blood River, "Here you stand on holy ground. Here was made the great decision about the future of Suid-Afrika, about Christian civilization in our land, and the continued existence and responsible power of the white race. You stand upon the boundary of two centuries. Behind you, rest your eyes upon the year 1838, as upon a high outstanding mountaintop, dominating everything in the blue distance. Before you, yet another untrodden path of Suid-Afrika lies, the year 2038, equally far off and hazy." He could have never imagined what would happen, the stab in the back to these kind, gentle Christian people. "Behind you lie the tracks of the Voortrekker wagons, deeply and ineradicably etched upon the wide, outstretched plains and across the grinning, dragon-tooth mountain ranges, the Drakensberg of our country's history. The Trekkers heard the voice of South Africa. They received their task from God's hand. They gave their answer. They made their sacrifices. There is still a white race. There is a new people. There is a unique language. There is an impenetrable drive to freedom. There is an irrefutable ethnic destiny." Well, we've seen how it's turned out, how these courageous, magnificent people were stabbed in the back, how they lost their country. But we pray and we will support them till the day comes when there is a Buddha Volksstadt, and once again they can live in peace and harmony with each other, practicing their language, speaking their language, Afrikaans, Buddha Tal, and living as civilized people, and they can let the savages outside do with each other whatever they want. And the day of the Val Chalufdag stands as a monument to these people, to their tenacity, to their faith, and to their ability. And so let us say together what is on the pentagraph on the wall of the Voortrekker Monument. Ons verjo, Suid-Afrika. That is going out on Buddha Folk Radio. To all our good friends who are listening, we have not forgotten you. Tomorrow at 11, we are supposed to have, I haven't spoken to the news guy to confirm it, but at 11 Eastern, we are supposed to have Dr. Johan Letts Pretorius on to speak about Chalufdag firsthand, because he is a Boer, and he knows more about it than anyone. So hopefully tomorrow at 11 on Blog Talk Radio. Now let's go to Cheryl.